Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A pilot program allowing parents to bring open strollers on MTA buses is now growing.
WCBS's Steve Burns is with us. So, Steve, how did this program work?
Well, this is something that grew organically. Around this time last year, the MTA started hearing from parents at its board meetings, really vehemently making the case that it's inconvenient for them to have to fold up their strollers every time they get on a bus, almost to the point where they're avoiding buses because it's just too much of a hassle. After several months of that outcry, the MTA announced a pilot program last fall. They're setting aside space on buses, putting a little decal on the wall saying this space is reserved for strollers. Now that pilot is expanding. It'll be available on 1,000 buses. That's about a sixth of the total fleet. The MTA said so far that this is going over pretty well. No complaints or confrontations that they're aware of. And they say they will continue evaluating to see if this can expand even further.
There was a lot of concern among the disabled community about space being taken away for this. Have we seen any of that happening, Steve?
No, we have not. That's been the challenge throughout this process. The MTA made a conscious effort to include a lot of voices at the table in their working groups. The disabled community, parents, bus drivers, trying to find this delicate balance of keeping everyone satisfied. The result was that this space for strollers is going to be towards the back of the bus, by the rear doors. The space for wheelchairs is by the front of the bus. The MTA's chief accessibility officer, Quamel Arroyo, we heard from him, and everyone seems to be satisfied. The disability space on buses isn't going anywhere, and the disabled community seems to be on board with this so far.
Well, what about the bus drivers? What do they say about all this?
Yeah, initially there had been some pushback from union leaders at the Transport Workers Union. The overarching goal for bus drivers is always to avoid confrontation as much as they can. And the initial fear here is that this could only inflame tensions on buses where everyone is jostling for some space, might lead to some aggression or misbehavior where a bus driver would be forced to step in and intervene and maybe put themselves at risk. But it looks like their concerns have been met at the MTA's press conference today. We did see a representative from the TWU that was there and in support. So at least for now, it looks like everyone is staying behaved on these buses.
All right, Steve, thanks for the update. That's WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.